Hello and welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us again. This is Chris, and this is show 114 of Insomnia Radio Canada. That's right, show 114. We're getting up there in the numbers. It is so fantastic. Bringing you lots of fantastic stuff this week. Sorry about the one-day delay, but I figured releasing a show early on Christmas Day to my Patreons would be taking away from my family time, and I didn't get a chance to record earlier in the week because, well, holiday season. So, unfortunately, you're all getting this episode a day late. I'm sorry, but, you know, holidays and family time should take priority. So, what we had there, that was Edmonton, Alberta's Juliet Ruin. Their hot new track, Dark Water, featuring guest guitar solo from the good friend Diego Fernandez from Eye of Horus. And this single is their first look into their new EP, titled the same, that will arrive in 2021. Very exciting. Yes. Awesome stuff. I thought I should make sure we had a bit of a kicking track to kick off the last show of 2020. Yes, last show of 2020. Next show should be coming out in 2021. So how's that for exciting? Last show, first show. Definitely have some interesting stuff to do. Year in review. It's been a rough year for a lot of people. So many people, yes. COVID-19 has definitely changed the way we all do things and how we interact with people and job expectations. Oh, my, job hunting this year has been, for me personally, horrendous. All the jobs that I would normally be qualified for, they're not hiring for because they don't need those positions filled. So I'm looking at jobs I don't have the schooling for, I might not have the experience for, or jobs that make me feel like I'm being way underpaid. And as much as I would love to take a frontline job and help support those people and do those jobs, I'm either getting underpaid or I'm not qualified to do them. It's a shame. It really is. Everybody's looking, I think half the job postings I looked at today were looking for bachelor degrees of some sort. I'm like, I've done all the things that job requires. I don't have a bachelor. I never went to school for that, but I have the job experience. And you apply and most places say, oh, no, bachelor, don't even look at the resume. It's rough out there. And of course, we've here where I live in Ontario, we've had snow for the last 2 days. The chair sitting on my upper deck front porch here looks like it's got between 6 and 8 inches on it easily. Easily, yeah. The snow outside comes to the top of my winter boots, which are mid-calf. And I've got fairly long legs, so that's a lot of snow. And we're currently under snow squall watch. So winter is here. Welcome to weather in Ontario. But anyways, I think we should head back now to some more fantastic music and see what else we can find for you, because it's going to be a good week of music. Yes. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is James Todd from Abandoned Souls, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Guessing at what's going to come next on this show. First there we had Within Nostalgia and their track, whoa, let's see if I can get this right, Desiratum? Desiratum? Interesting title. They are from North Bay in Ontario, Canada. And of course, I will have links to their Bandcamp page in the show notes because we want you to be able to check out more of their stuff. So that track came out just about a week ago now, Friday, December 18th. And it is their new album. I believe this is their second album. Their tracks are available up on Spotify for those who want to go check out more of their stuff. Because, well, that's what you should do. If you liked it, you should go find it, check out more of their stuff, enjoy it, all that fun stuff, right? Yeah. So that track also came to me through, yep, John at Asher Media. So thank you, John, for sending that over to me. The second track there came through our tour research from Adam. So thanks, Adam, for sending it my way. Much appreciated. That was Blessed and their first single, Structure. So they have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, a website. And of course, there will be links in the show notes. And if you liked that track, you should go read up about them and all the crazy things they're doing. Because, y'all, why not? This is album. However, you're going to have to wait a little to check out because the album won't be out till February 2021. So sneak peek, right? Awesome stuff. You definitely should go check out more of their stuff though. And we've got, what, three more tracks for you today? Three more, yes. And I'm going to keep the variety coming and keep you guessing at what we might play next.
Forget my old head. Ooh. Why they gotta sell me like I don't know what I'm doing? Every day they treat me like the first day of school. Moving where I don't know, finding while they stomp on my life. That even if I try, I won't put up with it. I won't put up, I've seen. I won't put up, I know.
Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast. And when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Warning, caution, warning. The track you are about to listen to may contain explicit lyrics that may offend some listeners. Should you have sensitive ears or be listening at work, please consider either turning down the volume or skipping to the next track. Thank you.
Don't want to think about it anymore. I'm sick of banging on a locked door. I just keep living on the outside. Everything is fine, everything is fine, everything is fine. What you looking at the time for? I don't think I've ever been bored. Hands on the clock are giving high fives. Cause everything is fine, everything is fine, everything is fucked. Everybody acts so shameless.
Kept you guessing on what was coming next in those fantastic tracks that we played for you, right? Yes, yes. Awesome stuff. And hopefully I'm going to get this right. This track comes to me from, I'm hoping this is a new promoter, that Eric Elper. And the track was I Won't Put Up With Us from Toronto's singer-songwriter Taylor Abrahamsey. And Taylor, I really hope I got that right for you. And I'm really sorry if I didn't. This was... from Taylor's point of view, I believe, yeah, he says this is an infectious single widely available on streaming services with a Dance in Your Seat music video now on YouTube, which my first listen through was to the video. He says he's fascinated with pushing the boundaries of for what's possible for a catchy pop song. I Won't Put Up With It was bed tracked in Nashville with top session musicians. It was a Michael Jackson-inspired slice of 80s funk with modern protest message. It twists and turns through key changes and complex arrangements. It was mixed and produced by Eddie Kramer, who worked with Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin. And additional production was done by Taylor himself and Fred Molin. Kramer discovered Abrahamsey playing an impromptu song at the Canadian Music Week conference and insisted on working it with them into a full album. It's now available on major streaming services like Spotify, and I believe there was somewhere else that was SoundCloud. Oh no, that's just a private playlist. So yeah, go to Spotify. Go check it out on Spotify. It's a self-titled debut. Is blissfully infectious collection of carefully crafted originals. He's been called the Canadian Paul Simon, and Kramer has called Abraham C. a true artist and songwriting genius. So go check that out and enjoy that second track there. My apologies. Lots of swearies. Unfortunately, that happens a lot with a lot of punk songs. I don't know why, and not everybody offers a radio edit. So hopefully for those of you with not sensitive ears, enjoyed that track. And those of you with sensitive ears, I'm sorry, this next track is clean. So the band We Are Sharks are from Ottawa, Ontario, and you can go check out more of their stuff over on Spotify, I believe. And they sent that directly to me, and somehow my reply to their message, original message, ended up in their spam filter. So thanks for catching that, guys. And the last track, also comes to us from that Eric Elber. These guys are from Montreal, Quebec. And they've been listed as Discovery of the Year and CBC's Searchlight? Yes, that's a Searchlight pick. So the band is The Record Breakers, and their track is called Winter. And they are on Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those fun places. And I, of course, will have their website listed in our show notes. So this song is apparently getting many, many, many streams. And they're listed as being a Canadian pop country band. And they're offering a warm sweater on a cold day in a song from the form of winter. And it is available now. So you should just go check this out. Check out their bio on their page and enjoy all that they have to offer. And hopefully we'll see you back in a week, because this is last track. So see you next week, and stay safe out there, my friends.
I see the snowfall at such a sight. I know the cold keeps me in at night, but I'll brace the winds to see your face. The twinkling lights brighten the roads. Those wonderful colors light up the snow, and I will be warmer at your place. The icy breeze of the winter sorrow. I keep on hoping for a sunny tomorrow. But with you here, or when you call, you're keeping me warm till the ice thaws. And wherever I go, I know that you follow. They say it's a storm, so we'll get out of sweaters and leave in the morning. As long as I'm here, everything's better. Into the warm sheets, just so you'll spend your days with me.
Keep on hoping for a sunny tomorrow. Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.